SBS Radio's The New Sky.
Bring sanity back when life and love feel a bit crazy. While you cannot choose who you fall in love with, the roller coaster associated with it sends many into a tailspin of anxiety and pain. At any time, a small or big issue with someone we love feels larger than life and hard to handle. Theme Talk brings sanity back to your life and love when things feel a bit out of control and crazy. With psychic guidance from the other side, Theme Talk brings a positive, lighthearted, yet serious, respectful view to the myriad of love situations, especially those that feel insane and out of control. Theme Talk takes the pain and confusion out of your current situation to see it clearly with psychic insight and bring you reassuring messages spiced with Joyce's wry sense of humor, informative, yet thought-provoking. The new and different sound of Theme Talk gives psychic advice and energetic opinions from a delightful, insightful, calm, and down-to-earth way so you can have the romance and live the life you seek. You will feel empowered, happy, and in control of your life. Call Theme Talk now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Hi, welcome to Theme Talk, bringing sanity back to life and love. I'm your host, Joyce Jackson, the Sane Psychic, here as always to enlighten and inspire you in life, love, and matters of the heart. I am your guide on the sane side. For those of you calling in today with questions, the number is 248-545-7685. And the instant feedback link, if you just want to send it in, is newskyradio.com. Call in now or send in your question and get in line for answers from the other side. You know, as the sane psychic, I specialize in bringing you a calm, reassuring message in easy, simple terms for clarity to all of your life questions. I guide you with compassion and warmth and provide real inspiration and understanding, especially when you're confused by unclear emotions and experiences. You can find me at thesanepsychic.com and be sure to follow me on Facebook and get in on my special 3 for 3 2014 tune-up. The new year is right around the corner and you want to be ready. My basic message each week on this show to you is that life and love can have a sense of sanity to it. And in a calm, positive, and inspiring way, I bring a sense of normality to your world. Well, today is all about natural health and healing. All of our November topics are. And my very special guest is Drake Bear Stephen, a certified hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist, shamanic energy medicine practitioner, and a teaching Reiki master. In a nutshell, he's fabulous. He's recently retired from a 37-year career in telecommunications. He now has a full-time private practice as a healer, teacher, author, and artist. He specializes in past life and between life regression therapy. He has 11 years of experience in metaphysical studies. Additionally, he has traveled in Peru and Mexico with indigenous shamans. He is a full Mesa carrier in the, and he's going to have to pronounce this for me, the Quero medicine tradition, and a bisexual two-spirit in both female and male gender. Drake was attuned in Reiki at levels 1 through 3 by Dr. Kirk Prine. His lineage follows the Dr. Mikao Usui tradition of natural healing, which dates back to 1986. He provides transgender spiritual services, such as the naming ceremony, gratitude and release ceremony, the rite of passage ceremony for second puberty, body retrieval, soul retrieval, past life regression journeys, and spiritual mentoring and personal retreats. Drake can be found at his website at drakeenterprises.com. All right, we're going to dive into this fabulous show. This segment and the Sane Tip of the Week is sponsored by The Mystic Dream, 1437 North Broadway in Walnut Creek, California. And you can also find them and shop on the web at themysticdream.com. All right, today's Sane Tip is from some words by Helen Keller. although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of the overcoming of it. Let's dive in. Drake, welcome. I could introduce you all hour long.
Well, it did seem like an awful lot, but thank you so much for inviting me on to the Sane Psychic. I'm very excited to be here and talk with you today.
Well, I wanted you on because, one, you're a very accomplished healer, but you also have a fabulous and very interesting background. I kind of find you a compatriot in that you come from the corporate and the business world, don't you?
Yes, I do. It was a long and complicated learning ground.
Well, tell us how it all began. I want to start at the beginning. Where did you start to, when? What was the metaphysical light switch that went on for you?
Well, I suppose I have had, you know, pieces of metaphysics all throughout my life. I remember being a psychology major in college in my early 30s and raising my hand and saying, oh, what about past lives? How does that affect people psychologically? And the teachers are all, you know, we don't talk about that kind of stuff. And so, you know, there's always been those piece parts, and but it's a long, long journey through my lifetime. And then when I turned 50, it was like walking through a spiritual portal. It was just like everything shifted for me on a dime to come to this total spiritual way of living and looking at my life.
All right. Well, let's. One of the things that you really do focus on is past lives. So let's give our listeners a little tutorial on past lives. Let's do past lives 101, Drake.
Okay. Well, past lives, if you believe in reincarnation, you will know that we incarnate many times on planet Earth and even on other planets and other dimensions that we may not even know of. But in the past life regression is the time that you can be guided by a hypnotherapist to go back and actually relive or be in that life. And that's why it's such powerful work, is because in the regression you know from the feelings and everything you experience that it's so incredibly real that it most likely is real. And I got turned on to past life regression work by having my own, what was called a between lives regression. And it so inspired me and so profoundly impacted my life that I have got to be certified to be able to do this kind of work, because it's just a way to really focus and clarify the path that you're on, what is relevant to you. And in all of that knowledge of knowing, finding out who you are, that in itself is a healing. Just, you know, it's the unknown that creates the fears and the walls that we live with. But the learning of who we are and the understanding of that is like an automatic healing.
Yeah, let's go into that. So what happens when you actually start a past life regression? It's more than just walking somebody back to a point in time. Talk a little bit about how you might even start a session and where you take them. Is there a sequence that you go back to, starting with the most recent one, Drake? Or is there a specific one you target based upon what the client wants to achieve?
Yes and yes. So,
okay.
You know, through the interview with the client, we'll figure out what life we should visit. So we can direct where we go with intention in the hypnotic induction. Sometimes people want to go to their most recent past life, but the one I like to do the most often is, let's go to the life that has the most impact on this life.
Oh.
And, you know, the bottom line is spirit is not going to have the client go to a life that's not relevant or go to a life that is not ready for them to see. So, uh-huh. In a way, spirit's kind of in charge of where we go specifically. But, you know, as a therapist, we can set the intent to go to a specific life. So it depends on, you know, what the client wants to find out and what their issues are.
All right. Okay, so you've got a client in your office. You are starting to work with them, and you take them back. Usually we go back to pretty significant, I would guess, Drake, we go back to pretty significant lifetimes that are very impactful and therefore emotional, correct?
Yeah, a lot of times you'll travel back to a traumatic situation because those are the things that stay in the memory, is the traumatic ones. But the ones that we're directed back to are the ones that are ready to come up for healing now. They have impact on this life. And when you go back and change the perceptions or understand how that happened and why it happened, it will change the energy in this lifetime. So those lifetimes are directly related to what's happening now. In fact, you know, time itself really is a frequency, and it's not linear as we know it when we're incarnated.
Right.
But your past lives, your future lives, the present lives really are happening concurrently but at different energy vibrations. So any changes that you make in any of these lives affects the other lives.
Okay. Okay. Very, very interesting.
I know, it's something that takes a while to wrap your mind around.
And, you know, I am analytically challenged as it is, Drake. And so, wanting to know more, wanting to know the ins and outs of this. Let's go at it this way. How many, on average, past lives do we have?
Well, that would really depend on the soul. The soul and its contracts and its guidance with its own spirit guides. So everybody has their guides that work with them. The soul has complete free will at any time. And some incarnations will be on Earth and some will be in other dimensions. Some people or souls will spend most of their time in the spiritual world, and some like to come down to Earth a lot. So I would say there's really no set number of lives that you would have on Earth. You know, I've heard all kinds of estimates, anywhere from perhaps 10 to 200. So somewhere in that range. It can be quite a few past lives that people have had.
Okay, well, I have to question the ones that keep wanting to come back here, Drake. Really, seriously. okay.
It's true. You can have flashes, too. I'm sure you do as a psychic. But anybody can have flashes come in from their past lives, and they may not realize that this is what they're flashing on, but
right.
It truly is.
Okay. So how do you reassure a client that a lot of stuff that they're going to go back and see is really okay? Do you get a lot of people coming? I mean, I suspect very much for you, like for me, you know, spirit directs the clients to you that you need to work with. And at the same time, how do you go ahead and work with somebody who comes in and shows up and they're almost frightened of what you're going to do?
Well, in that case, I talk to them a lot. There are specific techniques that you can use to assure them that they're protected, that they're being guided, they're supported, they're loved. So there are many different techniques, and it's a matter of really just talking to them. So, I mean, even starting out with the theory of being hypnotized, some people freak out on that. And so, you know, I just have a talk with them, and I say, well, you know, have you ever watched a movie really intensely to the point where you're not paying attention to anything else? Yes. Well, that's hypnotism. And that's what it's going to be like. And so you're going to go to this life. It's like watching a movie, and you can actually step in and be one of the characters. So, you know, we just bring it down to the practical level, the level that anyone can really relate to in a safe way.
Right. And also just the way you present yourself and your demeanor is not one that, wow, we're going to go on a wild psychedelic trip here, are we? Which is also very important. because again, there's a level of trust that you've got to set up with people. I'm sure that you've got to just kind of, you know, I know what I'm doing. We're going to take this walk together, and it's going to be okay. Once, have you ever had, before we go to break here, Drake, have you ever had somebody that had such a wonderful experience they didn't want to come back up?
I mean, other than myself, yes.
There's a couple of meditations I've been through where it's kind of like, seriously, do I have to go back there? Have you ever had a client that was a challenge in waking and bringing them out of trance?
No, not really. Usually we come back. I can sense in a way when they're ready because, you know, at some point you kind of get a little tired or, you've gone through it. You can tell, done with this for now. This is enough information.
And then when we come back, Drake's going to give you more insight into his work and healing through past life regression and shamanic energy work. He's also going to take our first caller and instant feedback. You're listening to Sane Talk, and we'll be back in three.
This segment and the Sane Tip of the Week are sponsored by The Mystic Dream, 1437 Broadway, Walnut Creek, California, and at www.themysticdream.com. A spiritual and magical marketplace with products to inspire the mind and delight the spirit, offering readings, classes, and workshops to a wide spectrum of spiritual beliefs. Visit us in Walnut Creek for our full selection or visit our altars. The Mystic Dream is located at 1437 North Broadway in Walnut Creek, California. Call them at 925-933-2342 or visit The Mystic Dream's website, www.themysticdream.com.
A chance of misinterpretation.
So let your hips do the talking. I'll make you laugh by acting like the guy who sings. And you'll make me smile by really getting into the swing.
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 The Sky. Now, back to St. Dot.
248-545-7685.
Hi, welcome back to Sane Talk. I'm your host, Joyce Jackson, the Sane Psychic, here to enlighten and inspire you in life, love, and matters of the heart. I am your guide on the sane side. For those of you calling in today, and we're going to get to our callers in this segment, the number is 248-545-7685. And the instant feedback link is www.newskyradio.com. Call in now or send in your question and get in line for your answers from the other side. You can find me at thesanepsychic.com, and be sure to follow me on Facebook and get in on my special 3 for 3 2014 tune-up. This segment and the Sane Tip of the Week is sponsored by the great team over at The Mystic Dream, 1437 North Broadway in Walnut Creek, California. Drake, tell everybody where they can find you in order to work with you.
Well, great. I can give my number that you can call or text, 925-348-3336. My email is drakebearsteven@packbell.net, and my website is www.drakeenterprises.com.
All right, well, let's take an instant feedback. This is from Heather from Toronto before we take a first caller. She's always wondered about her past life or past lives. But when you have no frame of reference to go by, how do you know if it's true? Drake, if we can't touch or feel it with our senses, how do we know it's true?
Well, that's a good question, and we have many senses. Information comes to us through feeling or through seeing, through hearing, smelling, and all of those senses, one of those will probably be dominant for you, but the information that comes through is what is specific for you. And so if you're having memories of past lives or you're feeling deja vu, you're feeling tapped into specific periods in history, you're either very resistant to something or very attracted to something, the chances are really good that you've lived in that time period. So we learn through our experiences to trust the information that comes in, that it's specifically for us. And even if it's not true, it's probably a metaphor, and there's a message there for you. And so I would listen to anything that comes in and say, how does this relate to me? How does this relate to my life? And what can I get out of it?
Correct. And what I would also add, Drake, is, you know, again, if we can't understand it or touch it, you know, we question it. When in fact, if you're drawn to a certain period of time, oh, it's real. And if you're drawn to a certain period of time, it's important for you. You know, maybe it's the Egyptian periods, maybe it's Greece, there's something in it for you. And what I have learned, especially through my journey, that the fake stuff in a lot of ways is really our human experience. And so I would pay attention to it, Heather. I would follow it. I'd find some information on what it is, and you'll find a familiarity to it as well. Are you ready to take our first caller, Drake?
I am ready.
Milan, are you there?
Yes.
How are you, my dear? Thank you for listening.
Very good.
What is your question for Drake?
My question is, what kind of healing do you need to do to be more open to spirit?
Drake, you want to jump in on that first?
Well, I would like to say, first of all, that you are connected to spirit. Everyone's connected. And it really isn't any healing that's required, but only your awareness to open up to it, to acknowledge it, to trust in it, to not fear it. And, you know, if doing that you're not quite sure how to do it, you can always get in touch with someone like myself, or any metaphysical practitioner can give you pointers on how to contact your own spirit guides, your power animal, which is a very shamanic tradition. Your guides are there, and all you have to do is ask, talk to me, send me a message. I do that every day in my prayers or my communications every day. Open the next door for me. Tell me, you know, what's my next step? What should I be doing? Talk to me. Support me. And they're there.
Milan, you know, you're very, very sensitive. You realize that, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in the mediumship circle, and I've been doing this for the last 6 months.
Okay, and there you go.
And I just feel that, you know, I haven't been receiving messages every day, so every week I go back, and I go back, it's just like a disappointment. So it's like, I kind of set up, and I was like, you know, I really want to do this, but I just feel like I'm just so blocked, and I cannot...
Okay.
Perceive the messages from spirit. So,
okay,
I'm thinking, do I need to get passed by regression, or do I need some kind of healing?
You can if you want. But what I'm really seeing is there's two things. I think any of those would help you if you wanted to give Drake a call. But there's also there's a layer though on underneath that, and that is when I look at this Milan. Oh, they're talking to you, but. Part of what you're still, and this took me years to learn this too, part of what you're looking for is you're looking for their messages in what I call empirical terms that your brain can wrap itself around, when in fact the messages you're getting are very, they're coming through in symbols and in very symbolic ways. Mm-hmm. And they're coming through as sequential synchronicities, one thing, then a next, then a next, then a next. So start to stay tuned to maybe, again, the animals you see flying by your window, or, you know, or the truck that pulls up next to you and has a message on it for you, or the movie you're looking at, or something that somebody brings to the mediumship circle that catches your eye, because they're talking to you, you're just not recognizing it. And then with that being said, it's really just a matter of gaining confidence in the information you're receiving, because you're receiving it, and with that, I think it unfolds what you're calling healing, that opens you up more and more, and the blocks to your confidence could definitely be worked on with, again, hypnosis or anything like that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Joyce, you're totally right on. I mean, the spirits on the other side don't usually use language per se, and a lot of times they just put like images in the mind, and this is the way they communicate.
So I would try that, Milan, and come back and let us know how it goes.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Be well.
Okay.
You know, Drake, I made one of my biggest breakthroughs, and I'd like you to speak to this in your experience, was when I realized they were talking to me all the time. I just wanted, you know, again, I'm analytically challenged. I just wanted to see it in, you know, words across my computer screen, or I wanted them to pick up my cell phone and give me a call.
Oh, yeah, you make a fantastic point. I mean, because that really is what it is.
Correct. They're communicating with us all the time. As a matter of fact, since I get to see them, they get a little frustrated because we tend to miss what they're telling us. You know, I sent you that message. How could you not see it? You know, but I wanted it in words that look like this. No, wait, I sent you another one even bigger over here. Come on already. And it's like, wow.
Well, I think the most important thing to take away is that everyone will hear it on a different channel. So, like you're saying, you have the amazing ability to see spirits. I hear a tiny, tiny little voice, and it's so easy to override that voice with my own. And so I have to really be aware that this voice is going to come in. And sometimes it's even just the popping into your mind of this thought just came in, and you don't realize... Sometimes, whether it's you or it's come from spirit, it sometimes takes a lot of practice just to learn to tap into them.
Correct. And just before we go to break here, one of my favorite little tools is to tell people to get a little notebook and carry it with them daily. And Milan, if you're still listening, get a little notebook, and as you get an idea, an awareness, as you see something, just write the date down and a word or two that'll describe what it is. And just fill this notebook, because it'll help you go back as it occurs and it comes true. You can put a check mark by it, and you can cross off the ones that come through that are just pure emotion. And you can train yourself to start to key in on that very quiet voice as it uniquely talks to you. It's quite a little, we can, Drake, build a library of empirical proof by listening to our inner spirit and guidance, but it helps and it works. All right, well, when we come back, Drake's going to take another phone call, another instant feedback. We'll give you more insight in how to tune in, tap in, and work with your energies and your potential. You're listening to Sane Talk, and we'll be back in three.
This segment and the Sane Tip of the Week are sponsored by The Mystic Dream, 1437 Broadway, Walnut Creek, California, and at www.themysticdream.com, a spiritual and magical marketplace with products to inspire the mind and delight the spirit, offering readings, classes, and workshops to a wide spectrum of spiritual beliefs. Visit us in Walnut Creek for our full selection or visit our altars. The Mystic Dream is located at 1437 North Broadway in Walnut Creek, California. Call them at 925-933-2342 or visit the Mystic Dream's website, www.themysticdream.com.
Same talk.
248-545-7685.
Hi, back to Sane Talk. I'm your host, Joyce Jackson, the Sane Psychic, here to enlighten and inspire you in life, love, and matters of the heart. I am your guide on the sane side. For those of you calling in today, the number is 248-545-7685, and the instant feedback link is www.newskyradio.com. call in now or send in your question and get answers from the other side. You can find me at thesanepsychic.com and be sure to follow me on Facebook and get in on my special 3 for 3 2014 tune-up. It is a one-hour reading with me, a one-hour astrology session, and a one-hour healthy, health-based chiropractic and nutritional tune-up by some respected colleagues of mine. You can read all about it on Facebook. This segment and the Sane Tip of the Week is sponsored by the fabulous crew at the Mystic Dream, 1437 North Broadway in Walnut Creek, California, and at www.themysticdream.com. They are all geared up for the holidays, and you want to get in there because some of the new items that they're selling are spectacular. Drake, tell everybody where they can find you so they can work with you as well.
Okay, my phone is 925-348-3336. My email is drakebearsteven@pacbell.net, and my web is www.drakeenterprises.com.
All right, we've got a couple of fabulous instant feedback links here. Jana from Livermore is having experiences with people that seem to all be confirming a past life she's led in the past. So she's had this past life a number of millennium ago, and she's starting to meet people, Drake, who are confirming that they see her at that time and place at the same time and confirm their interaction with her. What she'd like to know is how these themes and people play out with each other. Why does this kind of happen that we run into people we seem to know and confirm some experiences?
Well, we do reincarnate with the same soul group over and over again. So there's a group of souls that have a common purpose with your soul, and you create these contracts before you come to Earth. Of how you're going to play out a certain scenario for learning purposes. And so these people that are in your soul group can take on different roles. Like, for instance, a person could be a mother, a sister, a father, brother, some kind of relative or a friend, and it changes from lifetime to lifetime. But it's all kind of a prearranged deal or a drama, a theater almost, where you play out this these situations with these different roles. And so when you look around at people that have big impact on your life, you may recognize them from a past life or feel that familiarity. And sometimes you'll even just meet a stranger on the street and, oh my gosh, all of a sudden, oh, I feel like I know this person for years. Most likely somebody that you know from the other side.
Okay, rats. You know, I look at, I don't know if that's good news for me or bad news, Drake. I look at my family and I want to go, seriously? I know them in other lives other than this one? Ew, I don't want them. So, anyway. All right, so it's not uncommon, Jana's experience, to have people come up and say, you know, you've had a past life with so-and-so and this going on, and, you know, I was there.
Yes, not at all. And if you have some particular situation or person that you really want to know what's going on with, you can always have a regression session and find out what your contract with them is and visit some of the past lives you've had together and get an understanding of why are the dynamics the way they are today.
Now, when you do that with them, though, that also affords them insight into how to improve the dynamics, especially if they're quite negative, isn't it?
Absolutely. And one of the techniques that we can use in hypnotism is actually what I call shape-shifting, where you become that other person, mm-hmm. and then you get their perspective and understand where they're coming from, because most often it's not from some evil intent.
Right.
There's something driving that person as well.
Right. There aren't that many
Even
evil
people in your family, Joyce.
No. I like the evil interpretation. Actually, I've used the word diabolical before. Okay. All right. We've got another instant feedback from Raul. Now, this one's gonna lead a discussion. Raul's a regular on the show, and he always seems to ask the best questions, because now he's going to lead us probably into a three-hour show here. All right. Where are our past lives stored? Are they stored in our subconscious mind, he asks? Do messages reside in our physical bodies, like cellular memory or organs? And this is from Raul in Seattle.
Yes, Raul, you really are a thinking person. Definitely our memories reside in both places. There's always that age-old question of where does consciousness reside. But my personal theory is that when we're born, we have this energetic body that comes and integrates with the physical body. And the energetic body has all the memories, actually, of the future and the past. It's connected to your soul that resides in the spiritual world. It has all the intelligence. It can tap into the Akashic records. And so this is layered over your physical body. And as we descend into our lives, you know, we get amnesia about all these memories, but they're still there residing in the energetic body, which can be accessed when you access the subconscious mind through hypnotism. But also, these imprints can descend into the physical body. So the physical body will take on, you know, messages, memories. You have also the DNA memory from your bloodline. So really, you know, you have influence from ancestors through your DNA, but also through your past lives. So you have this whole host of energies coming in and to this one point in the body. And the energy body, the shamanic practitioner works a lot with the energy body. It's the part of the soul that the Western medicine kind of ignores. They treat the physical body, but the energy body holds all the imprints for disease. They can be worked with at that level before they're manifested in the physical body. The energy body holds a lot of different layers, and they all have different purposes. And the highest layer, the outer layer, is that still resides in the spirit world. So often people say, well, how can you talk to people on the other side, or how can you be seen there? And that is because a part of your energy is left there in that spiritual world while you're incarnated. It's the extended part of your energetic body.
Okay, wow. You know, I have a colleague that actually reads fingerprints. And it's not a palm reader, it's the fingerprint imprint patterns of your four fingers and your thumb on each hand. And according to how she reads them, your fingerprints actually show that energetic body DNA that you carry with you that you're talking about over and over and again. You're almost your entire story, she believes, is encoded in your fingertips. And whether it is or isn't, she's good. Whether it is or isn't, she's always given me the chill. She's always, as a matter of fact, she's over at the Mystic Dream. I'll put a plug in for Colleen there. But she's just lovely, and she's always running around going, let me look at your fingers again. And I'm like, no, get away. You freak me out. But it's very interesting.
Yeah, I did have a reading by her. She's very gifted.
I think you're very much like I am. We can say how it really is, Drake, but again, this is what we're observing. I think if we really understand or know how it is, we'd be God.
This is true. We understand it at the level that we can while we're incarnated, and it's my total belief that once I cross over, I'm just going to go be totally surprised, like, oh, wow, it's like this?
You just got to promise to come back then and show up and say, holy mackerel, was I surprised.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, if I cross over first before you, I'll come sit outside your window and go, Drake, Drake, it's me. Psst, you were right. You can't believe what it's like over here. So anyway, all right. When we come back, we're going to take another call and some instant feedback. And Drake's going to give you more insight into his work. We're going to talk about some of his shamanic techniques in his energy work. You're listening to Sane Talk. And we'll be back in three.
This segment and the Sane Tip of the Week are sponsored by The Mystic Dream, 1437 Broadway, Walnut Creek, California, and at www.themysticdream.com, a spiritual and magical marketplace with products to inspire the mind and delight the spirit, offering readings, classes, and workshops to a wide spectrum of spiritual beliefs. Visit us in Walnut Creek for our full selection or visit our altars. The Mystic Dream is located at 1437 North Broadway in Walnut Creek, California. Call them at 925-933-2342 or visit The Mystic Dream's website, www.themysticdream.com.
There was a man back in 95 whose heart ran out of summers, but before he died, I asked him, wait, what's the sense in life? Come over me. Come over me. He said, son, why you gotta sing that tune? Catch a Dylan song or some eclipse of the moon. Let an angel swing and make you swoon. Then you will see, you will see. Then he said, here's a riddle for you. Find the answer. There's a reason for the world. You and I. Picked up my kid from school today. Did you learn anything? Cause in the world today, you can't live in a castle far away. Now talk to me, come talk to me.
Radio's The Sky. Now back to Sane Talk.
248-545-7685.
Hi, welcome back to Sane Talk. I'm your host, Joyce Jackson, the Sane Psychic, here to enlighten and inspire you in life, love, and matters of the heart. I am your guide on the sane side. And for those of you calling in, there still is time. The number is 248-545-7685, and the instant feedback link is www.newskyradio.com. Call in now or send in your question for your answers from the other side. And you can find me at thesanepsychic.com, and be sure to follow me on Facebook and get in on my special 3 for 3 2014 tune-up. The new year is right around the corner. This segment and the Saint Tip of the Week is sponsored by the Mystic Dream, 1437 North Broadway in Walnut Creek, California, and at www.themysticdream.com. Stock up for the holidays on all of the great new items they've brought in just for you. Drake, tell everybody where they can find you in order to work with you.
Well, I've shared my contact information a couple times, so this time I'll give you my Facebook, which you can look me up at Drake Bear Steven. I post a lot of things about reincarnation and the afterlife, and also I have a page called Hypno Reincarnation Journeys on Facebook. So you're welcome to go to those sources.
Wow, I like that. Hypno, say that one more time.
Hypno Reincarnation Journeys. I know the tradition is to call past life regressions as regressions. I don't really like that word. I like it better as a journey.
Oh, that's great. All right, Drake, before we dive in again, we've got an additional instant feedback that's come back in from Heather from Toronto. She says, you know, you mentioned looking out for signs. I agree. They are there all the time. If you ask a question, be prepared for an answer. It does not come in a conventional way. It could be a person you talk to who gives you the answer. A billboard, a song. It will get through, but you have to be open to see it and hear it. Mine come in the strangest ways. Heather, thank you for that. Welcome to my world. I still get messages symbolically, along with the rabble that runs up and down the hallways, comes through the doorway as a mist, orbs flying around, and just people showing up or a spirit showing up and tapping me on the shoulder saying, hey, don't ignore me. Drake, you want to have a final comment for Heather?
No, I just appreciate your input, and I think you're totally right on. I totally agree.
All right, let's talk about being an S-word in today's modern society. You are, in fact, a highly skilled shaman.
Well, first of all, I'd just like to clarify that. I will say that I'm a shamanic practitioner. We, in the medicine tradition, do not call ourselves shamans. Usually someone who does isn't really authentic. It's shaman is a word that's given by the community to a person that's in the medicine way. So I will say I'm either a medicine practitioner or a shamanic practitioner.
All right. And this is, to some people, still a little out there, isn't it?
Yes,
but talk about how you, but talk about how you really apply it, though, today. Look, this is very important. I mean, these are old traditions and things that worked, as you mentioned, before modern medicine was invented and screwed it all up.
Absolutely. I mean, shamanism itself is 50,000 years old, and it was here at the beginning of time. It really is a way to contact the spirits who have the wisdom on what healing needs to take place, and just being what we call a hollow bone. So we channel information from spirit, and we work with the energy of the client. It's the client who has the ability to heal themselves, and we're just supporting that facilitation through shamanic work. The shamanic practitioner works on the energy body, and it's more really of a spiritual practice or way of looking things, whereas, you know, your doctors and therapists, your psychologists will be working with Western medicine and more or less the physical body and the mind.
Mm-hmm.
The shamanic practitioner is working with the spiritual aspects, so the soul, the problems with the soul. So they'll use things like dew extractions, entity extractions, crystallized entity extractions, soul retrievals, psychopomp work, which is helping souls pass over from life to death, and that type of work. Some of the woo-woo stuff that might be kind of scary but really isn't is the toys that we use. So we'll use smudging, which is using sage and other items to do clearing, feathers, drums, rattles, and that kind of thing. It's just stuff that most mainstream Americans are not used to that, but it's used in the indigenous cultures quite a lot.
Right. And again, the point being, they learned ways to heal long before Western medicine and pharmaceuticals were invented. And so a lot of them go back a long, long way, don't they?
Absolutely, it does. And it's tried and true, because I think we're coming full circle now that, you know, shamanism is really on the rise and becoming more mainstream. And I think the reason why is because we're circling back through our knowledge of quantum physics and energy and all those subjects. We're learning that the people who were here originally had it right. Through their intuition and their journeying to spirit world and all that, they mm-hmm. had it down right the first time.
So, again, working on somebody's energy body actually allows them, it's actually in some ways, Drake, isn't it, more effective?
Well, it's effective in the fact that, you know, sometimes you can head off diseases before they migrate into the physical body, because the imprint will be there in the energetic body, and quite often an energetic or an energy medicine person can identify those problem spots, you know, the emotions that are held there in the energetic body. If they're not dealt with, they can manifest into some really serious illnesses. So there's a lot of benefit with working with that energy body. And also there are those instances where the energetic body doesn't really match the physical body, and you can work with people to help integrate that. Gender identity issues where your thought of your gender doesn't match your physical body. There are those people that are anorexic, so that they feel like they're fat. Their energy body is fat, but their physical body is actually very skinny. If you lose a limb, you know, you still have that energetic imprint. You can still feel things with that missing limb. It's still there energetically. So there's a lot of different ways that you can work on integrating your energy body to your physical body. And the more whole you become, the better you're going to feel.
Well, Drake, tell everybody one more time where they can find you in case they want to work with you.
Okay. The phone number is 925-348-3336. Email is drakebearsteven@packbell.net. You can find me on Facebook at Drake Bear Steven, and my website is www.drakeenterprises.com.
Great. Well, you've been listening to Sane Talk. I'm your host, Joyce Jackson, the Sane Psychic, and we'll be back next week. Bye, everybody.